Welcome to the Marketing Happy Hour podcast, sponsored by Shelby & Company, Inc. Your host is Shelby Joyner, CEO and marketing professional. Grab your favorite cocktail and let's get started.
Today, I want to talk to you about how to get your first few clients as a brand new business owner. The only way I know how to talk about that is my own personal story on how I got my first few clients as Shelby & Company back in 2016. So before Shelby & Company existed, I had another business and I had created this brand about myself and I had created awareness of the current business at that time. And then I had that influence around me of like going to ribbon cuttings. I did networking events. I hosted events. I went to after hours events. I was all in the community back then. That was at the turning point of social media. That was at the turning point of online engagement for businesses and how to utilize that for your business. And so I had that experience at a young age on how to create a brand for myself with like literally no help of social media. It wasn't even existent for businesses back then. So what I really encourage small business owners now is to go back to the basics of things. Get into that leads group. Join a B&I group. Go to the networking events at your chamber. Join the local chamber. Get involved in local nonprofits that bring value to you and line up with the values of your business. And when you put that time and effort into that, it's going to come back to you tenfold. So I'm going to go back to my story. So whenever I got rid of that first business and I started Shelby & Company, I was one of the first people in Arkansas to actually offer social media management to small businesses because, again, social media was new back then and no one really had any idea on how to utilize it for business. And so I was someone that had grown a business to six figures. And I utilized the original marketing techniques that I just told you about, networking and stuff like that. And then I also paired it with the social media stuff and how we got our engagement up online and how we turned that into sales. So when people saw the success of that, and then I opened up Shelby & Company, it just had people go, oh, well, I want you to help me do that. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to, or I don't want to learn how to do that. I just want to hand it over to somebody. And if I was being completely transparent, y'all, I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I didn't know what kind of packages I was putting together. I didn't know the services that I was offering my OG clients is what I call them. Like, they literally put a ton of trust into me. And I messed up so many times because I am in an industry that is continually evolving. It is just like an evolving door and you are literally having to just jump in and try something and then you jump out again. Then you jump in and you try something, and you jump out again. And so back in 2016, I was going through a huge personal transition in my life. And so I was trying to balance that plus a new business, plus learning social media, plus learning how to utilize that for other people, other small businesses, and then trying to like sell myself and create this new brand for myself. So that way I'm no longer associated with the business before, but now I'm associated with this new business that I've started in helping people. So I started out with social media management, graphic design, website development. Actually, I take that back. I didn't really do a lot of website development. I did more graphic design, social media management. I also attempted to, and I love the word attempted because that's exactly what it was. I attempted to train other people on how to do their social media too. But fun fact, y'all, I was still trying to figure it out by then. And I don't want you to think that I have everything figured out now because I do not. I always am learning something new every single day in my industry. So going back to how did I get those first few clients? What I did was build that brand awareness about myself as a person. Because as a business owner, our personal brand and our personal Facebook and our personal posts and stuff like that, of what we do every single weekend with our time, that is a reflection of our business, right? That's a reflection of who we want to actually settle with and who we want to actually serve and who we want to hire us. Like, we want to make sure that what we are putting out into this world is what we want to get back in. So when I see some of my clients post about political stuff on their social media, it is a no-go. I have had many tough conversations, especially in the past few elections for president, with clients about you cannot put that on social media. And you know why you cannot put that on social media? Because then you're going to have people that are going to be rebuttal. They're going to go to someone else in your industry. They're going to take, say you're an insurance, they're going to take their policy somewhere else because they have to have it anyway. So why would they have it with you? They don't agree with you, right? So you have to think about like every single thing that you do on your own personal time and also on your own social media that is in the public eye is going to be a reflection of your business. So if you're a new business owner and you're kind of learning this new way of life of, you know, balancing the business ownership plus living your personal life too, just know that you need to make a little bit smarter decisions. Now, what you do behind closed doors or what you don't put on social media, like that kind of stuff is fine. You can still have that life outside of it, but just know that everything that's in the public eye is a direct reflection of your business and it will affect it. It will affect it positively or it'll affect it negatively. And when I partner with small businesses, I want to make sure that our brand as a whole is becoming one. So if I'm going through something tough in my personal life, I am not going to blab about it on social media because I need to make sure that what I'm putting out there is what I want to be getting back from the universe. So if I'm being negative about something that's happening here locally, well, that could turn off some people that may agree with what's happening here locally, right? And they're like, I don't know if I really want to work with her. She's super opinionated. So now you may be thinking, okay, well, how am I going to use how's that going to like, why do I have to like not put my opinion out there? Like, why can't I do that? So it's really just a personal decision, but just know that it's going to affect your business positively or negatively. So back to how are you going to get your first few clients? I want you to take the time to invest your time. Your time is free. I mean, obviously you're getting paid for your time, but your time is not making you put money out, right? So look at your calendar and utilize time this week to actually invest into your business. And by that, I mean, go to the networking events, go to the before hours events, go to the after hour events, go to the chamber ribbon cuttings, go to a B&I group, go to a leads group, join a chamber. Chamber membership is like less than $300 for the year and you get all this publicity for being in the chamber. So what I do whenever I'm having, say I just joined B&I, so I joined B&I, well then I got business cards from all the people in B&I. Well, if you understand the concept of it, you're supposed to do one-on-ones and get to know each other individually. So what I did was send out emails to every single person that was in that group because I want to connect with them. I want to see how we can be referral partners. I've had one-on-ones with almost every single one of them now. And because of that, my return of investment of those, let's say like 15 hours total, because there's 15 members. So I've taken 15 hours to really sit down and understand how I can give them a referral, and they've understood how they can give me a referral. And because of that, I made my money back within the first week of investing into my B&I group, like the money that I invested. So by taking a little bit extra time, I'm now having clients that are referral partners. And also, I have money coming that's residual every single month because of new clients, right? So it's really important to make sure that you are utilizing your time as a new business owner to get those first clients. And you need to, while you have the time now, because usually if you're starting a new business, you're going to be slow. You're going to be trying to, you know, drum up some business. And so when you're in this like kind of limbo situation, write down your processes. Like, what do you want your processes to look like when you have prospective clients? So you have someone call you, you give them a quote for whatever you do. What does that process look like? How do you contact them? And then say, what's your follow-up process? And go to my 3 follow-up rule episode, and you can totally take that one and apply it to your business. And then also, what is that after you've done work for them? What do you do to thank them? Do you send them something? Do you send an email? Do you send a postcard? Do you send them a gift? Like, what does that process look like? So while you're sitting here trying to drum up new clients and getting involved in networking and also getting involved in the chambers and stuff like that, write down the processes for your business. This is something that I regret tremendously with my business. I started because I needed some income. I didn't want to work for anybody. So I started this business and I hustled every freaking day. I still don't know how I worked as much as I did back then. but I hustled every day. And instead of just selling, or instead of like actually doing the processes and like creating something that's effective in my business, all I was focused on was selling. I just wanted to get those clients in the door. That's all I knew at the time. That was before I had a coach that helped me with this kind of stuff. And so if I could tell you one thing to do right now as a new business owner is create those processes for your business, even if it's just you right now. If it's just you, create the process and follow through with it, because eventually you're going to have other people work with you. As you grow your business, you're going to have other people work for you. And if you already have these in place, then you can definitely just teach them how to do it. So now I've been in business since 2016. I have had several different assistants. I've had several different team members, and I didn't realize it was because I didn't have processes in place. So a year ago, I made sure I had these processes written down. I was following through with it because in 2020, I really needed to just start over, right? We all had to start over here in 2020. I was like, I kept one of my employees, the rest of them, I kept two employees, and the rest of them, I had to let go. And so because of that, I had to start over and get back to the foundation of Shelby & Co. And how was I going to utilize my time at the house, because we were, you know, quarantined? How was I going to use that time at the house to really help expand my business? And so that's when I realized I had no processes in place, right? And because I didn't have any processes in place, I really wasn't making the revenue that I thought I was making. I wasn't making the profit that I thought I was making. I wasn't scaling my business as much as I wanted to. So just as a business owner to another business owner, you can be searching for those first few clients and doing that by investing your time into what I was talking about, the networking events, the chambers, and, you know, going door to door, maybe if you're a salesperson that way, calling leads if you're a salesperson that way. You need to utilize your time for that, and then also utilize it to create the processes in your business. So when you start to expand and you start to grow your business, they're already there, and all you have to do is train somebody to follow the same process. So if you have a few minutes today or this weekend or whatever, kind of think about like how your processes work in your business. And if it's not working, rethink it and then train your employees, or, you know, create new processes and train yourself how to do it, and just be consistent and be disciplined enough to keep that around. And if it's working, you will make more money than what you would if you didn't have processes.
We hope you learned a lot in this Marketing Happy Hour podcast episode with CEO Shelby Joyner. Remember to follow us on social media at Shelby & Company INC. Share this podcast with your fellow business friends so you can challenge each other to be the best versions of yourselves every day. As Shelby always says, you can't inspire other people if you don't inspire yourself.